All right, so number one, write down, this is how faith works. You write it down. This is how faith works. Faith worketh by love. If I don't walk in love, my faith won't work. But if I walk in love, and I can't walk in love because I know I'm born of love. The love of God has been shed abroad in my heart. How? By the Holy Ghost, that is what? By the Holy Ghost that's been given unto me, the love of God is in my heart, and I can love. And I have a will, I have a choice, and nobody, the devil can't make me go against my will. When I make a decision, God can't even stop me, the devil can't stop me, nobody. If I choose to walk in love, can't nobody stop me from doing it. Amen. And God's certainly not going to stop you. Because that's who he is. I said, God's certainly not going to stop you because that's who he is. God is love. All right. So since faith worketh by love, what is faith? What is it? I know we've been through this, but what is it? I mean, you got to get this. If I don't know what it is, how am I going to know how to use it? What is faith? All right, I'm going to give you a Bible answer because I think that's the right way to do it. If the Bible can't answer its own question, I don't know what we're doing with it. All right. Amen. So what is faith? We want to know what it is. Now watch this, Hebrews 11, 1. That's the Bible definition. What is faith? Let's go there. Can y'all put it on the screen? What is faith? Let's just, I know we've been through this, but hey, I had some eggs yesterday morning, and I'm going to have some in the morning. I am. Now, you may not, but I am. And if you want to eat with me, I'll cook you some. You understand what I'm saying? Just because I had some egg yesterday, they ain't going to stop me from eating something in the morning. Hey, you can go to, that's why these verses in here, so you can go back and feed on them over and over and over and over and over. Because you don't, evidently, from the look at our life, we don't got it yet. Okay. we don't have it. You understand what I mean? Because if it working, and once it start working, you still need to stay with it. Amen. Do you understand that just because you filled your car one time and it worked with gas, you don't go by the service station no more? No, you keep going back, you keep going back, you keep going back. Why? That's what make it work. So it says, so let's look at these verses. It says what? Let's read it together. Let's read it together. That'll help us. Now, faith is what? Hope and all right. Number one, the Bible tells us when faith is. Because see, it tells you how it works. If I don't know when it is, where it is, what it is, how I'm going to get a hold to it, I need to know. Where's the door to get out of this place? If I don't know where the door, I can roam around here all day. Say, what, that looked like a door. I don't know. I ain't seen that before. And run into the wall, and that won't work. And then, no. I need to know when. Faith is when. If it's not now, it's not faith. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If it's not now, say that with me. If it's not now, it is not faith. Because faith is now. That's one thing faith is. Faith is now. Number two, faith is what? Substance. Other words, with my spirit, I can take hold. Y'all hear me now. I can take hold on faith with I can take hold on the things in the unseen realm with my faith like I can take hold on this chair with my hand. See, I can take hold to that chair. That's a natural thing. Faith is substance. My eyes can't see it. My ears can't hear it. I can't feel it. I can't smell it with these five senses. But I got that sense that I can see into the realm of the spirit called faith. And it's substance. It's something that's a real thing. It's something tangible I can take hold to when I believe. And this belongs to every believer. Once you got born again, you don't have to be taught to believe. That's who you are. That's what you do. And faith is what you use. Are you hearing me? And faith, and hear the way, and I'm putting these together now. And faith is what the way you release faith. Faith is what you release because it's the power force that goes into the realm and take hold of what you need. And the way you release it with words. And if you don't say nothing, faith ain't doing nothing. Talking about operating in the realm with God. Are you hearing me? This is something you develop. This is something you practice every day. You live this way. See, the Bible wants you, God wants you to understand. It's substance. It's evident. It's what? Substance. It's evident. Look what Jesus said. We'll go back and forth. Put Mark 11, 20, 24 up there. Let's go back and forth. And we'll put a pin in this. Because I'm going to tell you what the Lord said when I get to that point. You got Mark 11, 24 up there? Okay, we're working on it. Mark 11, 24 says, therefore, I say unto you. So we're talking about faith now, and we're talking about how to use it, how to release it. Therefore, I say unto you. So you're understanding what to do. What you do, you go to the word, because all the promises of God in him is what? And you go to the word and find if you want what he promised you on healing, what he promised you on finance, what he promised you on peace, what he promised you on hearing the voice of God, what he promised on you by being led by the Spirit of God, what he promised you on righteousness. You can go on and on. What he promised you on wisdom. All the promises of God is yes and amen. What he promised you on your marital relationship. What he promised you on your children. I mean, all the promises of God. You go to the word. You got a child all out of order. You don't go around dogging him out, talking about that child ain't no good. Maybe you taught him to be no good. I don't know. But anyway, let's go on. But my point is, all the promises, you go to the word, that means you have to take time. And once you get those scripture on healing, you take time to put them together and meditate on it. Read over, go over, confess them. Get them in your spirit. Don't start jumping up praying. You don't believe what you're praying. You feed on that. You practice that. You ever notice in games and sports and things like that, they call for a practice? Wonder why they want them to practice. Wonder why they want them to practice. So they can function together as a team, as a unit. Fred, I was listening to Dr. Pryor. He said, I don't like to play team sports because some of them jokers won't do their part, and I hate losing.